This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
If you asked me to rank which cloud provider is the best developer experience, I'd be hard-pressed to choose a platform that isn't Google Cloud. Their developer experience is unparalleled in the early stages of building something great. That translates directly into velocity. Try it yourself with the Google for Startups Cloud program over at cloud.google.com/startup. It'll give you up to $100,000 a year for each of the first 2 years in Google Cloud credits for companies that range from bootstrapped all the way on up to Series A. Go build something and then tell me about it. My thanks to Google Cloud for sponsoring this ridiculous podcast.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security Edition. I don't like it when this podcast just feels like a depressing litany of breach reports, and this one's closer to that vibe than I'd like it to be by a landslide. CircleCI came out with a security alert urging you to rotate any secrets stored within CircleCI. Oof, this is a great reason to use OICD to authenticate automated systems like this rather than persistent long-term credentials, so if it gets popped, people can't run amok in your AWS accounts. There's been another bite at the craptastic LastPass breach response. Found an article that parses their weak sauce PR statement and highlights what's fast becoming a case study in what not to do when it comes to crisis response. Over the holidays, Slack had some private GitHub code repositories stolen. Kind of a nothing burger to my mind, except for the part where they put a noindex attribute on their announcements so search engines wouldn't pick up the disclosure. That feels remarkably crappy. And Access, that's A-C-S-E-S-S-E-D, is another Azure vulnerability, but It requires both a valid API key to access the data plane of the target, along with a number of pieces of information about the target environment, like the subscription ID and the name of the index to query. So I'm going to go ahead and not beat them up too much on this one. This one honestly feels like it's someone trying to make a mountain out of a molehill. Does something this minor really need its own catchy name? AWS had a couple of announcements. Amazon S3 encrypts new objects by default, and this is a clear win for customers. Personally, I find the idea of encrypting objects in S3 at rest to be something of a time-wasting checkbox requirement and nothing more. But if that box is getting checked by default for the rest of time, I'm not going to complain about it any. This comes at no cost, be it performance or financial, to the customer.
This episode is brought to us by our friends at Chaos Search. Chaos Search transforms Amazon S3 in your account into a search and SQL analytical database with unlimited data retention. That's right. Just stream your data into your existing S3 storage, connect it to Chaos Search, and voila! You can instantly use the built-in OpenSearch dashboards or the Elastic and SQL APIs to achieve best-of-breed observability, create a security data lake, and gain deeper application insights. Chaos Search reduces your existing analytics costs by at least 30%, and in many cases, 80% of your current costs. Companies like Equifax, Blackboard, Armor, and more are all using Chaos Search to deliver better, faster insights at a fraction of their prior solutions' cost. Chaos Search has revolutionized big data analytics, so visit chaossearch.io today to see how they can help you, and tell them I sent you, just because I enjoy watching people flinch.
And there's an updated white paper available, AWS Security Incident Response Guide. My favorite part here is the clear prescriptive guidance. When you're dealing with a security incident, you want a manual of next steps, not overall guiding principles. You need to move quickly. Now, as far as tools go, IAM Fast analyzes your application code to generate a least privilege IAM policy. I can't recall if I've mentioned it here before. If I have, well, take another look. And Wiz has come up with and open sourced something called Peach, a tenant isolation framework for cloud applications. Given that their example case study is ChaosDB, I'm going to go ahead and assume that Azure isn't rushing to adopt this thing. And that's what happened last week in AWS Security News. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. Tally-ho.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice, and be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.